Hello, and welcome to The Audience Podcast. This is a podcast where we evaluate other podcasts and analyze the audience's interpretations. Today, we are focusing on the Life Game episode with Janie Lee. Today's episode is about the Life Game episode with Janie Lee. The Life Game episode with Janie Lee follows her stories of her past and the hardships of being a part of a Chinese immigrant family. Podcasts create an intimate session with the audience. We empathize and sympathize with the stories being told. In Janie Lee's stories, she discusses immigration. Her parents immigrated from China to Canada, and they have been working hard since she was young to support their family of nine. Those who have immigrated to provide a successful life for their children can relate to the situation. My parents immigrated from China to Canada so they could grow a family in a safe and economically strong country. In Canada, you will tend to see many refugees who have fled their countries to provide a safer environment for their family. With little to nothing, these people have to work hard in a new country to give everything to their families. Children of immigrants may feel proud of their parents, like Lee, or may feel angry or resentment towards their parents for not being there. Lee also mentions her non-Chinese boyfriend from when she was a teen. Her mom did not approve, and Lee says it's not because of his race, but it's because he may not respect their culture. When immigrating, people often feel scared that their culture may fade away. They may share the same feeling of anger and/or fear as Lee's mom. Janie expresses immigration and having hard-working parents, dealing with her parents getting sick, and her Chinese culture. Anyone who is going through the same experience can comprehend the situation and may agree with her emotions. Those that don't relate to the stories can still sympathize with the situation. Like any podcast, there is strong use of pathos. Emotional people are expressing their personal experiences. It's like a form of storytelling, using the emotions through the voice. That's why it's so intimate compared to other media. You hear and feel the emotions. For example, if we listen to Janie Lee's interview,
Dad was home. He spent a lot of really great quality time with us. Like, he would always take us to New Diamond Restaurant in Chinatown for dim sum. We'd go to the theater, the Shaw Theater, to watch Chinese movies. So even though he wasn't there a lot when he was home, his family was really, really important.
She describes her memory with her dad, who had, during the time of the podcast, recently passed away. You can tell by the way her voice is trembling that she is holding back tears. You can also hear the sadness in her voice that makes us, the audience, feel that emotion as well. The story she told made me feel sad. The silences and the sound added to the mood, increasing the pathos. Podcasts have the intention of making the audience feel the emotions of the story. People respond differently based on their personal life experience, background, and identity. This is what makes us unique as humans. Thank you for listening to The Audience Podcast. I was your host, Tyler Shear, bringing you different views on podcast episodes. If you'd like to request a podcast episode for us to review, email us at audiencepodcast@podcast.com. Have a great day.